真的很感谢主，希望我们常常能够有心灵和真实的敬拜。
I really praise the Lord, pray that often we may really truly worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我听说今天很多年轻人也特别 dress up， 为了要表明他们对主的认真。
I heard a lot of young people are dressing up their Sunday's best, to declare their sincerity towards the Lord.
大家可以回头看看他们哈。
You can turn around and see some of these young men with ties.
感谢神。
Praise God.
但弟兄姊妹，神更在乎的是我们的心灵和诚实。
Francis, I would tell you, God cares foremost about our sincerity and the truthfulness of our hearts.
我们今年八月份中文组、英文组都要集中在一个题目，就是我已经写在纲要上了。
In the month of August, our Chinese ministry and the English ministry, we're going to focus on the same thing.
讲到我们在圣灵中自由的敬拜。
We're going to reflect upon the freedom of the Spirit in our worship.
请大家特别注意到前面 reflecting。
Please pay attention to the word reflecting.
我们不是在这里把敬拜当作一个功课在这里学习。
We are not treating worship as a lesson that we are learning to practice.
它应该是我们生命里面一个自然的流露。
It should be a natural outflow of the life within us.
也是我们这么多月以来学习在圣灵中的自由该有的一个结果。
And all these months as we learn how to be free in the Holy Spirit, it should be a naturalA fruit that comes forth.
当我们在这里想要讲哪些 reflecting 的时候
，When we start thinking about what are the things that we're going to reflect upon，
我们第一件事情就想到要在敬拜中先要自由。
And we need to know the very foremost is that in our worship we need to be free.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得半年下来，我们觉得在哪些地方我比从前自由了。
Brothers and sisters, in half a year as we've been talking about freedom, I wonder in what areas have we been more free.
我记得我上个礼拜已经问过了，好，上礼拜，我不晓得你真的觉得半年多以来你有。比从前自由一点的请举手。
I want to ask all of you, if you felt that you're more free than six months ago, would you please raise your hand?
感谢主哈。
Praise the Lord.
那其他觉得比从前更不自由的，因为你发现原来我这么不自由了。
For those of you who feel that I'm less free because you discover I'm actually so much bound.
但是弟兄姊妹，神的儿子来就是要叫被掳的得释放，叫受压制的得自由。
The Son of God came to deliver those who are oppressed, to set free those who are in bondage.
我们一起在主的面前很谦卑的求主来帮助我们。
And we humbly come before the Lord and ask the Lord for His help.
那今天我们要讲这个题目。
Today, as we come upon this topic,
那第一件事情我要先澄清的，我们平常讲到 worship， 讲到敬拜。
And I want to clarify that oftentimes when we talk about worship,
今天的基督教有一个非常错误的观念，就是当我们讲到敬拜，就以为就是诗歌敬拜。
In Christianity today, we have an erroneous understanding that we think worship just simply means musical aspect of worship.
所以你常常会听到有人问你说，你们教会的敬拜怎么样
？So oftentimes you hear people ask the question, how does your church do worship?
他不是真的在问你敬拜怎么样，他问你们教会的诗歌是怎么唱，长诗还是短诗。
They're not really asking about worship per se, but they're asking about the style of worship. Are you singing contemporary songs or hymns?
你们教会用不用鼓，用不用乐器，用不用这个 worship team?
Do you use drums? Do you have other instruments? Do you have a worship team?
几乎十个里面八个到九个，如果问你们教会 worship 是怎么样，都是只问这个。
Eight and nine out of ten, when they ask this question, they're asking specifically about what I just said.
但是我希望我们这个月。未来的这一个月里面，我们会一再提到真实的 worship 敬拜，不是只是在音乐上。
But this coming month, we're going to elaborate on the notion that true worship doesn't simply rest at the part where we are singing.
Okay, 也不是只有礼拜天这个唱诗敬拜才叫敬拜。
And true worship doesn't simply reside on what we do on Sunday services.
敬拜是我们对神的一个态度。
But worship is our attitude towards God.
敬拜是我们的生活。
Worship is our lifestyle.
敬拜就是我们的 lifestyle.
It is it's our lives, the way we live.
我在时间的使用，我在金钱的使用。
And the way I use my time and the way I use my finances.
我在我 priority 的 set up 上面。
And the way I arrange my priorities in my life.
我的人际关系上。
My relationship with others.
我来参加聚会的态度。
And my attitude as I attend the service.
我在神家服事的态度。
My attitude as I serve in God's house.
连我生活一切的事情都要跟敬拜发生关系的。
Everything that I do in my life must be connected with worship.
所以保罗说，不论吃，不论喝，无论做什么，都是要为着荣耀神而行。
Therefore, Paul pens, whether we drink, whether we eat, no matter what we do it for the sake of glorifying God.
这个叫做敬拜。
This is what is called worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，敬拜真实的敬拜，就是讲到我把我最好的，我要来献给神。
So, brothers and sisters, true worship. is speaking of me offering God my utmost, my very best.
真实的敬拜一定带进奉献的。
A true worship always brings about a sacrifice.
真实的奉献一定是全人把他自己交给神。
A true sacrifice, I will tell you, is a complete person that is offered unto God.
所以我曾经讲过，十百克弟兄对敬拜的定义叫做 holy for God, 就是整个都属神，没有一点属于我的。
Brother Spock, when he defines worship, he calls it, or he, when he defines a sacrifice, he defines it as holy for God, not an element belongs to myself.
Oswald Chambers 的定义是 my utmost for his highest.
Oswald Chambers had this definition, my utmost for his highest.
就是竭诚为主。
And again, my very best, it is offered unto the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹不是只有唱歌。
So it's not just when we sing.
而不是只有在主日的时候。
It's definitely not only on Sunday.
而是我的生活，我就是为了神而活着。
But my lifeI am living for God.
所以我们在这里看到神他配得我们的敬拜。
So we see foremost God, he is worthy of our worship.
因为他是万有的主宰，他创造我们。
He's the author of the universe, we are created by him.
他配得我们的敬拜。
He is deserving of our worship.
他最配得我们的敬拜。
He's the one that is most deserving.
而且他也理当得到我们的敬拜。
And it's rightful that he receives our worship.
所以在路加福音第四章第八节，主耶稣说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
So the Lord quotes in Luke chapter 4 verse 8, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.
好，我们从台湾来的这个当跟单有时候这个发音不标准哈，这两个不一样的哈。
Pastor Yu is talking about a pronunciation in Chinese language. It's a little hard to translate here.
第一个当是叫做必要性，我们都应该来敬拜他。
The very first word, at least in the Chinese translation, is that you ought to. It is your responsibility to do so.
第二个单是讲到绝对性，只有一个神可以拜。
Speaks of a singularity. He is the only one who is worthy of worship.
那从某一方面来说，我们都在敬拜某一个神。
From a certain perspective, we are all worshiping a God.
除了真正 worship 他，真正敬拜这位真神以外
，aside from worshiping this one true God,
我们可能自己立了一个偶像，我们来追求他。
Perhaps we have established an idol.
比如说钱财，例如说我们的成就
，maybe money, maybe your success,
甚至我们在一个娱乐上面的那种快感
，or even the thrill of entertainment。
你看今天天下有多少人为了那个 video game 要达到全世界第一名，把命都拍进去了。
And so many people, for the sake of being number one in the world on a video game, they would even yield up their lives for it.
啊，天天在家练功。
Every single day they're practicing at home.
他希望 beat 那个人哈。
They want to beat someone who is
因为那个第一名成为他心中的偶像。
Because being number one.Now all of a sudden become the idol of his heart.
所以主耶稣说，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
And so therefore the Lord Jesus says, you cannot serve the Lord and mammon at the same time.
我最在乎什么？我最追求什么？我花最多的时间力量 priority 在哪件事情上？他就是我的偶像。
What you care about most, what you are pursuing, what are you spending most of your time on? That has been your idol.
如果不是神的话，他就是我的偶像。
If it is not God, then that has become your idol.
那你就发现，我们这个人最常敬拜的就是我自己。
And you discover oftentimes the person whom we worship is we ourselves.
真正坐在我心中宝座的，常常不是神，是我。
The one who is enthroned in our heart oftentimes is not God, is we ourselves.
所以主耶稣不光对撒旦说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
So the Lord said to Satan that you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.
撒旦愿意把全天下的荣华都赐给耶稣。
And Satan tempted the Lord and said, "I'm willing to give you all the splendor and the glory of the world."
只要你向我下拜。
As long as you're willing to bow before me.
今天已经多少人在撒旦的这种的 offer 底下已经下拜了。
So many people have already bowed to Satan under this offer.
但是主在这里告诉我们。
But the Lord spoke very clearly.
敬拜的必要性。你一定要敬拜主你的神。
The importance of worship, it has to be the Lord your God.
敬拜的绝对性必须是独一的真神。
The absoluteness of worship has to be the singularity, the onlyness of God.
因为他是一个忌邪的神，他说你们绝对不可以敬拜别的神。
Because the scripture says that he's a jealous God, you shall not worship other gods.
第二个，我们讲到在圣灵中的敬拜。
Secondly, when we talk about the worship in the spirit.
我们这一年都在讲在圣灵中，在圣灵中。
This entire year, you begin to understand and see why we are talking about in the spirit.
敬拜更是要在圣灵中。
And more importantly, to say worship has to be conducted.
当我们讲在圣灵中的敬拜。
When we talk about worship in the spirit.
在圣灵中这几个字。
In the spirit, these terms.
他告诉我们他的源头。
It tells us the very source.
他的性质。
The very nature.
他的境界。
And the boundary and the realm.
弟兄姊妹，我再说一遍啊。
I repeat this to you again.
在圣灵里的敬拜。
And the worship in the spirit.
说到源头。
Speaks of the source.
说到他的性质。
Speaks of his nature.
说到他的境界。
And its boundaries and its realm.
是在圣灵里面。
It has to be operated in the Holy Spirit.
所以以后你我们都必须承认，我们真的需要圣灵。
So we have to come to the acknowledgement that we need the Holy Spirit.
不然我们不懂得敬拜。
Or else we would never understand.
我们顶多懂得唱歌。
Perhaps we understand how am I to sing?
懂得音乐。
We understand music.
但是我们不懂得什么叫敬拜。
But we would not understand worship.
真实的敬拜是圣灵把我们带到宝座面前。
True worship is when the Holy Spirit brings us before the throne of God.
但没有圣灵的带领，我们没有一个人可以这样子的敬拜。
And unless the Holy Spirit ushers into the presence of God, we cannot worship.
在这里我们讲到在圣灵中的敬拜。
And when we talk about the worship in the Holy Spirit,
我今天只提两个点，很快。
I'm only going to mention two points.
第一个，在圣灵中真实的敬拜。
Number one, true worship in the Spirit.
在圣灵中真实的敬拜。
The truth that is in the Holy Spirit.
第二个，在圣灵中自由的敬拜。
Secondly, the freedom.
所以我今天就集中这两件事情。
We'll focus on these two things.
因为我们能够达到这两个境界，弟兄姊妹，我们的敬拜是非常享受的敬拜。
We can get to these two points as we worship. We will enjoy our time of worship.
第一个讲到要真实。
First one talks about we need to be true.
上个礼拜我们的信息讲到脱离一切的不真实。
Last week, on the Chinese side, we talked about how we need to depart from everything that is false, that is fake.
讲到神非常恨恶虚假和不真实。
And that God hates falsehood. God hates things that are in pretense.
所以主耶稣在地上用马太福音23章一章都在这里责备法利赛人。
So Matthew chapter 23, the entire chapter, the Lord rebuked the Pharisees.
因为他们注重外面，他们不注重里面。
Because they were focusing on the outward, not on the inward.
他们把杯子洗得很干净，里面却很脏。
They washed their vessels, their cups, but inwardly it is dirty.
他们把粉饰的坟墓，把坟墓弄得很漂亮，里面却沾满了死人。
Their stones, their tombs are adorned with whitewashed stones, but inside it is dead, it is a corpse.
当我们在读这些信息的时候
，But when we read these messages,
我们里面常常都 echo 这些人该骂该骂该骂。
And oftentimes we echo within our hearts, "Yeah, Lord, it's rightful for you to rebuke these people."
尤其我们被那些假冒为善的人害过的人。
Particularly if you have been harmed by those who are hypocritical.
没想到主耶稣要结束的时候，突然说你们也是这样。
But when the Lord concluded his message, he turned and said, "You are this way."
哦，弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中，我们这个人很多地方都是虚假的。
Brothers and sisters, before the Lord, many many ways in our lives we are hypocritical.
就算我不是存心要虚假，但是我常常不真实。
Oftentimes it is not our intent to be in pretense, but oftentimes we are.
所以当我们真正在真实里面来敬拜神的时候，
When we really come before the Lord in truth,
其实我们自己里面非常非常的舒服。
You'll discover very quickly there's a sense of comfort within us.
里面有一个说不出来的满足跟自由。
There is an unspeakable satisfaction and the freedom that comes from it.
因为它是从我们里面的真实出来的。
Because it comes from who we really are inside.
我们刚刚在唱诗的时候，
And as we were singing earlier,
你们刚刚唱什么？Open the eyes of my heart. 我差点讲成 the heart of my eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Remember the song that we just sang? Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
主啊，求你打开我心灵的眼睛，让我可以看见。
Lord, I ask you to please open the eyes of my heart that I can see.
我跟你说，我自己就在这里经历到 the difference 这个不同。
I will tell you right at this very moment I've experienced the difference.
我第一遍比较在这里温习熟悉这个 melody， 我在这里唱。
At the very first time I'm not familiar with the melody, I'm trying to familiar myself with it.
当我在唱第二遍的时候，我从心里面让每一句的歌词成为我心里面现在对主的祷告。
But the second time as I was singing it, I said, Lord, these words are my very prayer from my heart to you.
突然眼泪就充满在我的眼睛，我真的说主，我想要见你。
And all of a sudden I am teared up and I say, Lord Jesus, I really want to see you.
你知道吗？有一个非常属灵的前辈告诉我们，他说你想被圣灵充满吗？
There's a spiritual elder, he shared with us.
你想经历圣灵在你身上活泼的工作吗？
You want to be filled by the Holy Spirit. you want to experience the active working of the Holy Spirit in your life,
我告诉你秘诀是什么。
I will tell you what the secret is.
就是当我在我的祷告中不再向神撒谎的时候。
It is when I no longer lie to God in my prayers.
弟兄姊妹，你可以把它用在当我在唱诗的时候不再撒谎。
And you can say when I am singing, I'm no longer lying.
你说我没有撒谎啊。
You say I wasn't lying, God.
但是多少时候我们有口无心，对不对
？But so often we are, we have words, but it's not from our hearts.
哦，主耶稣，我若爱你，应该是现在。
Oh Lord, if I ever love thee, it is now.
我们唱完，我们心弦未动。
We sing these words, and then our hearts aren't moved.
我们里面没有感觉。
We have no sense of feeling
inside. 但是弟兄姊妹，当我们用心灵和诚实唱的时候
，But just when we sing these words with spirit and in truth,
你要发现圣灵就在这里感动我们。
You discover all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will move us, will compel us.
主啊，你开我心灵的眼睛，我要见你。
Lord, open the eyes of my heart that I may see you.
I want to see you.
Lord, I want to see you.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真这样子唱的时候，你发现圣灵就说不出来在我们里面工作了。
You discover when you're crying out from your heart, the Holy Spirit begins to work in you.
这个叫做真实。
This is called truth.
我没有口唱，这个心不合。
My heart is united with what I'm singing.
我没有只是徒有其表在那里敬拜。
I'm just not worshiping outwardly and not something
genuine. 当我举手的时候，不是因为旁边人都举手，我举手。
I'm not lifting my hand simply because everybody around me is doing the same thing.
我向那位看不见的神至高者举手，我向他降服。
I'm lifting up my hands to God whom I cannot see with my physical eyes, but I prostrate before Him.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, this is worship.
在真实里面来敬拜他。
In truth, I worship Him.
而在圣灵里面自由的敬拜。
In the Holy Spirit, I worship Him in freedom.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真在自由里的时候，或者真在圣灵里的时候
，When we're truly in the Holy Spirit,
我们的灵一定就得到自由。
Our spirit would be set free.
鱼在水中
，You take a fish when it's in water,
它就一定自由。
He is definitely free.
人在圣灵中
，When a man is in the Spirit,
他就一定自由。
He must and he's definitely will be free.
有一次有一个年长的弟兄对年轻的同工们讲
An elderly brother once says to younger co-workers,
他说我们很多主的工人在这里做主的工都是有样学样不知道自己在做什么。
Now, oftentimes we who are servants of the Lord, we're doing one thing just by imitating him, we really didn't know what we're doing.
他就像一个小女孩
Just like a little girl.
看到他妈妈每次怎么样哄他弟弟睡觉
And every time as her mom is putting his younger brothers to sleep.
有一天他爸爸妈妈不在旁边的时候，他就到金鱼缸把那个金鱼给拉出来。
And so one day, mom and dad wasn't around, so the little girl reached into the bowl and grabbed out the fish.
他就说：“宝宝，安静，安静，睡觉觉，睡觉觉，在那边拍他。”
And he started comforting the fish. He said, "Quiet down, quiet down. Go to sleep. Take a nap."
一直安慰他，不要难过，不要哭啊，好好睡觉。
He comforted the fish. Don't be sad. Just sleep nicely, rest nicely.
那后来这个鱼真的安静下来了。
And finally, she discovered the fish really quiet down. 他
不仅睡，还死了。
And not only was the fish asleep, the fish was dead.
你们这些年轻的工人有样学样，不知道在做什么，把活人都养成死人。
And this elderly pastor, his point was, we learn and we imitate. We don't really know what we're doing. Those who were once alive now is dead in your hands.
敬拜不是借着人的方法能够叫人活起来的。
Worship is not by the means of the hands of man to cause man to come alive.
不要再去争唱长诗、唱短诗、唱英文诗、唱中文诗，打不打鼓
？Don't argue over whether we're singing hymns, contemporary songs. Whether it's in English and Chinese, whether we use the drums or not.
叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
What causes man to come alive is the spirit.
人的话
profits nothing.
人的话，人的方法都不是最重要的事情。
The words of man, the methods of man, they are not important.
不要听错了哈。
Please do not misunderstand me.
我没有说它不重要，我说它不是最重要的事情。
I'm not saying they're not important. I'm not saying they are not.The most important.
要鱼活，放到水里，如鱼得水。
If you want the fish to be alive, put it in the water.
要人活，我们需要圣灵。
If you want man to be alive, we need the Holy Spirit.
所有服侍主的，我们都需要谦卑在主的面前。主，你圣灵不工作，我们没办法做你的工。
All of us who are serving the Lord, we need to humble ourselves and say, God, unless you are doing the work.Nothing can be done.
我们从心里依靠他。
In our hearts, we rely on him.
只有圣灵来，能够说人所说不出的话，能够做人所做不出来的工。
Only when the Holy Spirit comes, can the work that only can he do the work that no man can do and say the things that no man can say.
对，圣经上说，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
And the scripture tells us, the Lord is that spirit. Wherever the Lord is, there is liberty.
对，我们每一次聚会要从心里面真正的欢迎耶稣，高举基督。
And so from our hearts, every time we get together, we need to welcome Jesus, we need to exalt Jesus.
对，我们才可能有真实的自由。
Then can we truly have freedom in worship.
对，我们需要谦卑。
And again, I say we need to humble ourselves.
我们需要顺服。
We need to be obedient.
当圣灵不要我们再唱那个歌，我们愿意 give up， 愿意是割爱。
And when the Lord says that it's enough with that particular song, we're willing to let it go.
啊，圣灵叫我们继续唱，继续唱，你就不要受时间的压力，那条歌就多唱两次。
And if the Lord says keep going with the song, then don't be pressured by our time. Continue.
然后我们是一个性格顺服的人，圣灵就可以透过我们来工作。
And when we trust Him and we obey Him, that the Holy Spirit can work through us.
啊，我以前曾经讲过，有一次我夏天在家里面，我在。读经读到一半，主感动我要祷告。
And I remember one summer day as I was reading the scripture, in the middle of it, the Lord says, "You ought to pray."
所以我就跪下来祷告。
So I stopped and I kneeled down and I started praying.
然后感觉到主的同在那么可爱，我就举手敬拜他。
And the presence of the Lord was so real to me, I lift up my hands and worshiping Him.
但你就知道旧造的人很糟糕，我们常常自觉太强 ，focus 都在我们身上。
And with these old creation, we are so self-centered and we are always focused on our feelings and ourselves.
当我跪在那边举手的时候，我就突然想到这个晚上人家在外面散步，因为我窗户没有关好，人家一看我跪在那边举个手。
And,
那是大误会。
And at that instance, and I all of a sudden realized, wait a minute, my blinds aren't shut. People can see me if they're walking out on the street, and they see me on the ground with my hands up. Maybe they may misunderstand what's going on.
我也不希望他们误会我这么可爱的妻子。
And I didn't want them to misunderstand my wonderful wife.
因为只有她能够叫先生下跪，对不对
？And only she has the ability to get me on my knees, right?
所以我一个箭步起来，把百叶窗放下来。
And so I got up and I took the blind, took the mini blind, and I closed it.
当我在跪下来举手的时候
，And when I knelt back down to lift up my hands,
所有的膏油不见了，神的同在不见了。
All of a sudden, the anointings were gone, and God's presence were gone.
你在敬拜我，你为什么那么在乎你自己
？And God says, "You're worshiping me. Why do you care so much about you?"
刚才我们唱诗 ，Worship is not about ourselves.
And when we sang the song at the very beginning, "Let's forget about ourselves. Worship is not about ourselves."
It's all about you. 全是在乎神，对不对
？It's all about Him. It's all about God, right?
但我们这么在乎自己
？And when we start caring about ourselves,
我在乎我的祷告不够好，我在乎我唱歌不好听，我在乎我今天很懒，不想唱。
My prayer is no good. My voice is not so great when I sing. God, I'm just too tired. I don't feel like singing today.
我还在生我先生的气，我不想唱，免得他以为我没事了。
And I'm still angry with my husband. When I sing, he may think everything's okay.
弟兄姊妹，我们有那么多那么多的感觉跑进来。
We have so many feelings and so many emotions that rushes in.
所以当初。责备我的时候
，And when the Lord rebuked me at that moment,
我重新把窗帘拉开了。
I went over there, and I opened the blinds again.
我回来，我跪下来。
I came back down and I got on my knees.
我重新举手。
I lifted my hands again.
圣灵那么强的浇灌我。
And again, the Holy Spirit came and filled me up.
那么强的充满我，整个人在主面前感动的，一直流眼泪，一直流眼泪。
And the presence of the God was so strong, I kept just shedding my tears before the Lord.
从客观上来说，我幕后的景况比先前更糟。
And from a subjective perspective, where I was after, I was far worse than where I was before.
我不仅仅跪，我还举手，我还流眼泪。
And not only was on my knees, I was lifting up my hands, and I was just crying and weeping.
那可以有更大的误会，对不对
？And people on the outside looking in, they may have greater misunderstanding.
但是我那天真是享受在宝座前的敬拜。
But that day, I tell you, I truly enjoy the worship before the presence of His throne.
所以要让圣灵工作。
So to allow the Holy Spirit to work.
我们要尊重他。
We need to respect Him.
我们要在他面前降杯。
We need to humble ourselves before Him.We need to learn to be obedient to Him.
所以这是对所有人，不是只是对台上的人。
So this is for everybody here, not just those who are standing up here.
接下来我们要讲到新约，在我们讲到敬拜的时候。
And before we come and talk deeper in worship, we're going to talk about the New
Testament. 为什么我们说在这个教会里面，我们这么在乎擘饼聚会呢
？I want to say why in this particular church we focus so much on the Lord's table.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真正是擘饼聚会的真意的话
，If we truly understand the significance of the essence of communion,
你要发现在新约里面最有意义的一个聚会就是擘饼，借着擘饼，我们来纪念主，我们来敬拜父神。
You'll discover the most meaningful meaning in the New Testament ages when we come in the time of communion and remembering the Lord.
我今天跟平常不一样，我用一段很特别的经文哈，出埃民数记第五章。
Today I'm going to use a portion of scripture that is very unique. Go to Numbers chapter 5 if you have your Bible with you.
我过去一年里面两次跟于师母到佛罗里达陪他去读书去。
And the last the recent months, I had opportunity to go to Florida to go with Pastor Nancy as we attended a conference.
在那边有一个黑美人的牧师。
And there was an African American brother.
听得懂哈。
You understand what I'm saying, right?
一个很好的牧师，非常敬虔的。
There was a wonderful brother. He was very sincere and devout to the Lord.
我们都非常喜欢他的信心。
And we love his messages.
有一次在他信息里面，他提到这一段，我很感动。
So one day, as he was preaching, he focused on these portion of scripture. And I was very moved by.
我们时间的关系，我们从十一节读到二十八节就好。
And because of time, we're going to read from verse 11 to verse 28.
在民数记里面，神三次对摩西说话。
There are three times that the Lord spoke to Moses in the book of Numbers.
这是第三次。
This is the third time that the Lord spoke.
前两次如果有时间，我点到为止。
The previous two times, I'm just going to mention it.
我们从十一节到二十八节，中文就读中文，英文就读英文，我们都读，好不好
？Verse 11 to verse 28, let's all read it out loud together, Chinese and English.
耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，人的妻若有邪行，得罪她丈夫，有人与她行淫，事情严密瞒过她丈夫，而且她被玷污，没有做见证的人。当她行淫的时候，也没有被捉住。她丈夫生了遗恨的心，遗恨她。她是被玷污，或是她丈夫生了遗恨的心，遗恨她。她并没有被玷污。这人就要将妻送到祭司那里。”又为他带着大麦依法十分之一做供物，不可浇上油，也不可加上乳香，因为这是遗恨的数据，是失恋的数据，使人失恋罪孽。祭司要使那妇人进前来站在耶和华面前，祭司要把圣水盛在瓦器里，又从帐幕的地上取点尘土放在水中，祭司要叫那妇人蓬头散发站在耶和华面前，把失恋的数据，就是遗恨的数据，放在他手中。祭司手里拿着制咒苦水，要叫妇人起誓，若没有人与你行淫，也未曾背着丈夫做污秽的事，你就免受这制咒苦水的灾。你若背着丈夫行了污秽的事，在你的丈夫以外有人与你行淫，祭司叫妇人发咒起誓，愿耶和华叫你的大腿消瘦，腹肚发胀，使你在民中被人咒诅，成了誓语，并且这制咒水入你的肠中，要叫你的肚腹发胀，大腿消瘦。妇人要回答说阿们阿们，祭司要写这咒诅的话，将所写的字条抹在苦水里，又叫妇人喝这治咒诅的苦水，这水要进入它里面变苦了。祭司要从妇人的手里取那遗恨的数据，在耶和华面前摇一摇，拿到坛前数据中取出一把作为这事的纪念，烧在坛上，然后叫妇人喝这水，叫她喝了以后，她若被玷污得罪的丈夫，这制咒诅的水必进入她里面变苦了，她的肚腹就要发胀，大腿就要消瘦，那妇人便要在她民中被人咒诅，没有被玷污却是清洁的，就要免受这灾，且要怀孕。好，我们时间关系，我们先读到这里就好。
Because the limitation of time, this is all we're going to read right now.
在这里我们特别先点一个点，就是这个妇人如果真犯淫乱的话。
And the point that I want to draw your attention to, if this woman truly committed adultery.
她不仅仅成为众人的咒诅。
And not only is she cursed among many.
她不仅仅肚子要发胀，腿要消瘦。
Not only there's swelling in her stomach and there's rot in her thighs.
那根据利未记二十章第十节。奸夫淫妇都要被石头打死。
And according to Levitical laws, she is to be stoned to death.
所以肚子发胀、腿消瘦只是一个证据、一个证明，说你真是犯罪了。
And the swelling of her stomach and the rotting of her thigh is a proof that she indeed has sinned.
然后接下来就有很可怕的咒诅，就是人要用石头把她打死。
And then immediately after, the people will rise up and stone her to death.
弟兄姊妹，在这一段的圣经里面
，In this portion of scripture,
其实我刚才说过，民数记第五章三次讲到神对摩西说话。
And I told you in Numbers chapter 5, three times the Lord spoke to Moses.
第一次的说话
，The very first time,
是讲到你们中间有人长了大麻风，有人有漏症，或是接触了死亡。
If there's anyone that has leprosy, that has blemishes on their skin, or they draw near to something that is dead,
让自己污秽不洁净，就要把它隔离在营外，不准进来。
If they have defiled themselves with a corpse, they need to be isolated outside the camp of the people.
因为神说这个营是我的居所，他不准来。
And because the Lord says that this camp, this place is my dwelling place, he shall not draw near.
他不干净，必须被隔离在外面。
Because he's unclean, he needs to be separated.
从第五节开始，耶和华神第二次对摩西讲话。
And verse 5, the Lord spoke to Moses again.
他说，如果在你中间有人犯了很明显的罪，
If anyone, a man or woman, commits any sin that is unfaithful,
他需要悔改，需要 confess.
And when this man is guilty, he needs to repent, he needs to confess.
然后如果他也得罪的人，他要在别人的损失上多加五分之一，百分之二十赔偿他。
And if he has trespassed against man, he shall make restitution in addition to one fifth of what he has cheated of the other person.
才能够恢复他所得罪的神跟他所得罪的人。
And then it can bring about restitution between the God whom he has offended and the people that he has offended.
弟兄姊妹，前面这两种都是很明显的失败、软弱跟罪恶。
These two sins are very clear and very obvious sins that can be seen.
要很明显的去对付他。
And so in the same manner, in a very obvious way, we need to deal with it.
被隔离在营外，或是他需要在神面前认罪，他需要对人认罪。
He either needs to be segregated outside the camp, or he needs to repent and ask for forgiveness of the Lord and the people that he has offended.
但是从十一节到二十八节讲到那个隐藏的罪。
But from verse 11 to verse 28 talks about a hidden sin.
是别人不知道的。
It's a sin that no one else would know.
连自己的丈夫都不知道。
Even the wife's own husband would not know.
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得在读这段经文的时候，其实是让人很敬畏的一件事情。
And when you read this portion of scripture,I don't know if it brings in your heart a sense of fear.
神怎么样子来显明我们里面真实的情形？
This fear of fear and reverence with the Lord comes and now reveals the true condition of our hearts.
我不晓得你能不能想象那个妇人的心情。
I don't know if you could understand the things that is going through this woman.
如果她真是犯罪的人的话，
If she's truly committed an adultery,
那天她要去喝这个水。
That day she is brought before the priest and she's about to drink that water.
这个叫做治咒诅的苦水。
And this is called the bitter water of curse.
这个叫做遗恨的祭，叫做纪念的祭。
And this is called an offering of remembrance.
所以当妇人在这里喝下去的时候，
So when this woman, when she drinks of this water,
你不可能说我试试看，希望没有被发现。
And she can't say I'm going to try it and I hope that I won't be discovered.
因为神是真神。
Because the Lord God is true.
神是一个大而可畏的神。
And he is one that is to be feared.
他喝了就一定会显明出来。
So when you drink of it, if you have committed sin, then it will be revealed.
底下他这个隐藏的罪就必须去面对该有的结果。
And so now this hidden sin, she needs to face the consequences of the sin.
我不晓得你们有没有想起在约书亚记第七章。
In the book of Joshua chapter 7, there's a story.
那里有一个亚干，他一个人犯罪以后给神家带来了多大的伤害。
There was a man by the name of Achan. When he has sinned, he brought great harm to the house of Israel.
因为他偷偷拿了不该拿的东西。
He secretly took what he should not take.
整个以色列军在爱城面前失败。
The entire army of Israel could not defeat the people of Ai.
影响了整个神家的往前，跟在神面前来承受迦南美地。
And he prohibited the people of God from moving forward, from taking on the promised land.
那天神要摩西做，神要约书亚做一件事情。
So that day, the Lord told Joshua to do one thing.
就是明天早上。
So tomorrow morning.
所有人都聚集在这里。
Everybody, you will come before me.
神要从十二个支派中先抽出是哪一个支派犯的罪。
Out of the 12 tribes, a lot is going to be taken, we're going to find out which tribe this man belongs to.
然后再从这个支派里面抽出宗族是哪一个宗族犯的罪。
And then out of this the tribe, we're going to see which particular family or house.
再从抽出来的宗族里面去抽是哪一个家出的事情。
And of this household, which of this family, which household has committed the sin?
然后最后从这个家里面抽出来是哪一个人？
And then of this household, they're going to take a lot and find out who exactly committed the sin.
你可以想象亚干那天晚上他的心情吗？
And can you imagine Achan the night before this is to take place, what he's going through?
他一方面充满了恐惧。
The one hand, he is full of fear.
他可能也充满了期望，说三百多万个人可能找不到我吧。
And he is hoping that three million some people, maybe I won't be found.
哪里晓得第二天一抽就是他们犹大支派。
Not to discover, to realize the following day, the very first lot that was taken.
再抽是谢拉的子孙。
It was the tribe of Judah.
再抽抽到他的家。
And finally, it came to his household.
每一个家人在这里抽的时候，抽出了他来。
And everyone in his household stood forward and they took lot. And it was him who caught the lot.
被众人用石头打死。
And everyone stoned him to death.
弟兄姊妹，我们在听这些故事的时候，我们里面可能觉得好恐惧啊。
And brothers and sisters, when you hear these stories, maybe there's a sense of fear in your heart.
这么可怕的律法。
Such a fearful law that is given.
但是弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们在这个看不见那个圣洁的神面前，我们犯罪没有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, I want to illustrate and say, oftentimes when we sin.And it seems like we don't have any sense of feelings of our sins before the Holy God. We get this notion, as long as people do not see my sins, it's okay.
那你晓得在这里，他在这里第二位是我们所有隐藏的罪。
Not to realize that God is actually dealing with all these hidden sins.
在律法面前，没有一个人可以站得住的。
The scripture is illustrating to us, before the law, no one can stand.
今天也许在座你会说我没有犯淫乱的罪。
Perhaps those of you who are sitting here, you say, I've never committed adultery.
但是多少我们干犯律法的罪，罪的公价。
And I will tell you, every offense of the law, the consequence, the wages of that offense.
我们肉身没有犯淫乱，主耶稣说，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这就是跟他犯淫乱。
And you said I've not committed adultery, but Jesus says if you lust after a woman, you've committed adultery with her.
年轻的孩子，我相信我们如果要你们举手，你们可能都不敢举手。
Young people, if we ask a showing of hands, maybe you won't dare to raise your hands.
圣经上说，凡咒骂父母的。必要致死他。
The scripture says if you curse your parents, you ought to be put to death.
凡是咒骂过的，今天来抽签，神就一定把你抽出来。
And if you truly curse your mom and dad, we were to take a lot.
你曾经咒骂过父母，今天在背后骂爸爸妈妈这个 stupid 或是混蛋的。
And behind your parents' back, you call them stupid or something even worse.
那如果叫你肚子发胀腿缩小 你看看当你变成这样子的时候多可怕。
If you've really done this and the Lord says, okay, your stomach's going to swell, your thigh's going to rot, can you imagine how tragic that would be?
你不是只是身材不好到了60岁我们都会肚子大。
It's not just you look at the form, maybe when we get older, we all lose our shape.
底下要有咒诅临到审判要临到。
But not only is being declared for everyone to see, but judgment is going to come.
但是弟兄姊妹在这段的圣经里面如果我们跟新约连起来的话。
And when we take this portion of scripture and we look at it in light of the New Testament.
每一个人都在这里喝这个自咒诅的苦杯的时候。
And everyone is drinking of this cup of jealousy.
No one can survive drinking the cup. 没有人可以从这个里面逃出来的。
No one can escape.
我们没有一个人可以逃得出的。喝下去咒诅一定临到。
No one can escape. If we drink of this cup, judgment will come.
我不仅生来是罪人连我在我的生命里面我还常常犯罪。
Not only am I born a sinner in my life,There is sin in my life.
但是在主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
But the night when Jesus was betrayed.
他为我们举起了另外一个杯来。
He lifted up another cup.
苦杯他尝。
And that bitter cup he took.
福杯我饮。
And the cup of blessing he has handed to us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们每次唱到这个诗歌的时候，不要再没有感觉。
And brothers and sisters, every time we come to these words, I pray that our hearts are not as stone.
那天那个杯应该是我喝的。
And that day, that bitter cup supposed to be mine.
那个咒诅和审判应该是我受的。
And that judgment supposed to be mine.
耶稣把它拿过来了。
Jesus came and he said, he took it from us.
你不用喝。
He says, don't drink it.
我知道你喝不起。
He says, I know you cannot afford to drink this cup.
我知道你也承受不了神的咒诅和审判。
He says, I know you cannot bear the judgment that is to come.
我替你喝。
I'll drink it for you.
所以马太福音，不是约翰福音第八章那个犯罪犯淫乱的妇人被抓到的时候。
So that woman that was caught in adultery.
到最后一个一个都离开她，不敢用石头打她。
One by one, they left her.
耶稣说，没有人定你的罪吗？
And Jesus asked the woman, has no one condemned you?
妇人说没有。
The woman says, no.
因为世人都犯了罪，我们没有资格去打别人。
Because all have sinned, no one has the right to cast the stone.
但是主耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
But Jesus said, I will not condemn you.
他是最有资格定我们的罪。
He's the only one that has every right to condemn.
他不仅不定我们的罪，
He not only did not condemn，
他替我们担了这个罪。
He took our sin。
耶稣为什么能够说不定他的罪？因为耶稣已经把他的罪背到他的身上了。
The reason why Jesus is able to say I do not condemn you because Jesus took your sin and he bore it。
因为神公义的要求需要被满足。
Because the righteous judgment of God still needs to be satisfied。
因为我们每一次擘饼拿到这个杯的时候，
Run sister, this, every time when we come to communion and this cup comes to your hand，
你要知道这是何等感恩的事情。
Do you need to understand what immense grace is this act？
那天晚上耶稣把杯举起来。
That night as Jesus lifted up that cup，
这杯是我为你们所流的血。
And he says this cup， the content of this cup is the blood that is shed for me。
这个杯是我用我的血给你们所立的新约。
This cup is the new covenant established in my blood。
它完全洗净我们，赦免我们。
It forever cleanses us and forgives us。
让我们这些应该被关在营外，没有资格来到神家，来到神面前的人，我们现在可以坦然无惧地来到桌子面前。
We are supposed to be outcasts in the camps of God. Now we can draw near and without condemnation come before the Holy God.
这位我们所得罪的神，因着基督替我们付了债，我们不需要再欠神的债。
And this God whom we've offended, and because the price that Christ has paid, we no longer owe God.
这个咒诅的杯，他替我们喝了。
But this cup of cursing, he took it for us.
就我们脱离所有的羞辱。
All the shame，
所有的咒诅。
All the curse，
所有在主的面前要带来的审判。
All the judgment that is to come from my sins。
弟兄姊妹，为什么说擘饼聚会是敬拜的高峰？
Why do I say that our time of communion is the pinnacle of worship？
谁能够离开基督的爱、基督的宝血、基督的宽恕，而能够在神面前势立得住呢？
Who can be separated from the love of Christ, from the forgiveness of Christ, from the grace of Christ, and still stand before God？
而且耶稣不光对那个妇人说，我也不定你的罪。
Jesus didn't simply say, "I do not condemn you."
耶稣说，去吧。不要再犯罪。
Jesus says to the woman, go and sin no more.
他把不犯罪的生命赐给了我们。
He's now given this woman a life that enables her not to sin.
让我们有力量去面对所有的试探。
So we have the same life to not to sin, that we have the power and the strength to face temptations.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我的信息没有太多的时间可以讲。
I don't have much more time to go on with the message.
如果那个蒙恩的罪人的感觉在我们里面是真实的话，
If thissinner that has received the immense grace of God is real in us.
你不会想多睡几分钟不来擘饼聚会。
You dare not say, oh, I'm just going to stay in bed a few more minutes and it's just be late. It's okay.
没有他的身体为我裂开，宝血为我流出，哪里会有我的今天？
If his body is not broken, his blood is not spilled, how would I have today?
哪里会有我未来荣耀的前途？
How would I have a glorious future that is awaiting me?
哪里会有我能够在神的面前能够蒙恩，能够势立得住？
How would I have grace to stand before God?
让我们每一个礼拜，每一个主日，我们开始在主的桌子前。
And I pray every Sunday as we begin, we are beginning before the Lord's table.
我们一起来纪念他。
We come together to remember him.
在那个咒诅之杯，我们是在这里纪念自己的罪行。
And this, as we are remembering this cup of curse, we now acknowledge and look at our sins.
在这个祝福的杯面前，我们是纪念他爱我们，他的行径。
But when we hold this cup of promise, we can now remember his love and how he has lavished himself over us.
再软弱的罪人都要起来开口赞美他。
No matter how weak we are, we ought to be able to rise up to praise him.
因为他让咒诅审判离开了我们。
Because he has separated from us this curse and this judgment.
主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Well, Jesus, how we praise you.
主啊，我们想到你，我们就忍不住要来赞美你。
Well, when we think of you, we cannot but praise you.
当我还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你就为我死在十字架上。
When I was still dead in my trespasses, Lord, you died on the cross for me.
当我还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，主啊，你的血就已经流出来了。
When I was still dead in my sin and my trespasses, your blood was spilled.
咒诅审判原是我的命定。
A judgment and curse was my destiny.
但是你却为我尝了这个苦杯。
But you took the cup of bitterness.
你为我受了咒诅，受了审判。
And you took the judgment, you took the curse.
让我能够有份于这新约里一切的祝福。
That now I may be partakers of all the blessings in the New Testament.
哦，耶稣，我爱你。
Lord Jesus, I love you, I thank you.
Oh, 天上的神啊，我谢谢你把你独生爱子赐给了我们。
Oh, God of heaven, I thank you for giving your only begotten son.
你配得我们最深的敬拜和赞美。
You are worthy of the deepest of my adoration and worship.
奉你儿子宝贝的名。
In the name of your precious son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.